You're welcome back to Morning Ireland and welcome back to Tullamore in County Offaly. In just over 2 hours from now, the hearse containing the body of 23-year-old Aisling Murphy will leave her home in Blueball for the final time. It will make the short journey to St Bridget's Church in Mount Bolas, where her funeral mass and burial will take place. We have learned so much about this young woman over the past 6 days. She was a devoted daughter, sister, girlfriend and friend. A kind and empathetic teacher, a dedicated and loyal camogie player and a very talented musician. But she was only getting started. Someone on the banks of the Grand Canal, about a 5 minute car drive from where we are this morning, last Wednesday afternoon, decided to end Aisling's life. We are joined this morning now by our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, to find out the latest on the investigation to find that person. And Paul, bring us up to date on developments, please.
Well, Audrey, from the beginning of this investigation, the Gardaí have said they believe the murder of Aisling Murphy was a random attack carried out by a lone male. But last night, for the first time, they sought information on a man. They issued a description of what he was wearing and they appealed for information on his movements. They have asked 4 questions of the public as part of the most recent appeal for information. Did you see a man dressed in a black tracksuit top with no hood, black tracksuit bottoms with a large white stripe or white writing on the side, and black runners? They've asked, did you see this man walking in the Tullamore area? Did you give a lift to this man on the evening of the 12th of January 2022, which is the date of the murder? And did you notice this man loitering at any location or involved in any activity which drew your attention? Now, detectives suspect that man was on the Falconstorm mountain bike with distinctive green and yellow forks, which they have already seized and appealed for information about. But they say they now want people to focus their minds on the man on that bike as well as the mountain bike, and that's the first time they have issued a request for information on the person cycling that bike. They also specifically want to know about the movements of that man after the murder at 4 o'clock last Wednesday, because they believe that while he arrived at the canal on a mountain bike, they want to know how he left, and they suspect he may have been taken from the scene in a car.
And Gardaí are concerned too, Paul, about information and images on social media.
Yeah, they say they continue to be concerned about the activity of people who are sharing information on social media, in particular on private messaging apps. These include pictures of a man on a Falconstorm bike, the identification and naming of individuals on social media, and the accompanying comments and threats. Now, they say they're appealing to everyone to stop sharing these messages. And in the release they issued last night, the word stop is in capital letters. Now, they say that messages circulating on social media are not only misinformed, they say they're also inaccurate and dangerous and unhelpful to the criminal investigation. And again, they've asked people with information to contact the team at Tullamore Garda Station. They say there's a dedicated phone line to the incident room. That number is 057 935 7060. Now, the Gardaí also say they're making significant progress in this murder investigation. There were searches at various crime scenes again yesterday in Dublin and Offaly. At least 3 remain sealed off. A bottle bank across the canal from the murder scene was also sealed off yesterday, and Gardaí brought in a truck and removed one of the recycling containers with bottles for a more detailed forensic search. 2 cars have also been seized for forensic examination, which detectives believe are linked to the possible movements of the suspected killer.
And the person of interest who we've been hearing about over the last number of days, who is still in hospital in Dublin, there's an international dimension in relation to that person. What is that?
Yeah, that's correct. This investigation is being led by the team in Tullamore, but it's supported by the Garda Specialist Units, the Technical Bureau, the National Bureau of Criminal Investigation, and the Interpol office at Garda headquarters in Dublin. Now, this office enables the Gardaí to liaise with international police services and law enforcement agencies and globally source information and intelligence. The man who's a person of interest in this case is in his early 30s. He's a father of 5 who has lived with his partner and children in the Midlands for the past number of years. But he has also lived abroad, and Gardaí through Interpol are therefore liaising with the law enforcement authorities in other countries to find out as much information about the man as possible, such as any possible criminal record or criminal history or history of mental illness in any other countries abroad. Now, the man remains in a Dublin hospital this morning. He presented there last Thursday with serious and suspicious injuries and is still receiving medical treatment. The Gardaí are at the hospital. They're waiting to speak to him, but he will only be formally interviewed by the Gardaí when he's deemed medically fit to undergo questioning.
Paul, thank you very much indeed. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, on the latest in the investigation to find the killer of Aisling Murphy.